Prologue. Aga was a shriveled shell of a man. Never an imposing specimen in his lifetime, he sat piled in his chair, heaped in blankets to warm his bloodless extremities, though he wheezed with every breath and his dry, ashen skin sagged from the bones of his face. He was as frightening a man as Yancey Tarek had ever encountered. Aga the Ratkeeper, folk called him, though each generation seemed to have come up with a new appellation for the ancient seller of secrets.
Tarek, have they all arrived yet?
Aga asked.
They have. The last one, Phileas Grom, got in just this morning, by way of Trevor's Cove. Do you wish to see them? Tarek asked.
No, not yet. There is one more, I expect.
Aga said, eyeing Tarek with a look that chilled him. While Tarek could snap his employer's bones by looking at him crossways, he suspected that Aga would still find a way to get the best of him. There was a way he had of knowing everyone's schemes that made him seem almost prescient at times.
I'm sorry, sir, but all your men are here now. I didn't send for anyone else.
Tarek felt it his duty to correct the old man, even though he knew an explanation was forthcoming. That hairless, liver-spotted skull atop Aga's neck was far too keen for casual slips. For all his frailties, Aga's mind had not suffered a bit. Aga laughed. It sounded like a leaking bellows and ended in a hacking cough that bent the old man in half. Tarek thought for a moment that it would be the end of Aga, right there, at a jest he had yet to explain.
I have sources, Tarek, that you do not comprehend. There will be one more, a kinsman of mine. He will be the last.
Any idea when I should look for him, sir?
Soon. You should go wait, Aga said.
Is it true that you will be choosing a successor? That's what the talk is, that you're planning to retire.
Yes, I am getting too old for this.
Then, maybe might I ask how old that really is? Tarek ventured.
Aga lied boldly and habitually about his age, rarely giving the same account twice. His agents had a running bet going, should they ever discover the old man's true age, and each of them had his guess. Rumors of Aga being well over 100 persisted, but the most any of his men had bet upon was 110. Tarek had taken 85 and hoped that if retirement was on Aga's mind, he might be willing to confess.
40 years, Tarek. Only as old as your mind tells you, Aga said, smiling toothlessly.
I'd hoped you'd tell me the real number, sir. No offense.
None taken, but some secrets are best kept.
Tarek sat waiting by the door to the fortress. For being carved into the side of a mountain, it was lavish in its accommodations. The chair was upholstered in velvet, with thickly padded arms and a high back. It sat on a keshi rug that cost more than most peasants would see in a lifetime. Wall alcoves contained statues and rare baubles from all across Tellurac. Double doors inlaid with gold stood open to let in the pleasant sea breeze. Tarek lounged in his seat, idly tossing a ruby-adorned knife to pass the time. There were more formidable weapons lying about the fortress, but it was a place built for privacy rather than defense. Their true defense was their reputation. Bargain with the Circle of Ears, and you would get what you paid for. Cross them, and it would be your final mistake. The Circle occasionally hired coin blades to set breached agreements straight, but most often Aga arranged something special. Once King Javan had commissioned the Circle to feed his admirals information on Feru Maru's fleet deployments. The Circle delivered victory into the hands of the Akkadian Navy, but were never paid for it. Not long after, the king's bedchamber burned. The king and his mistress were consumed in the fire. The crown and royal regalia were found unharmed, piled neatly outside the king's door. Crown Prince Joran sent a bailiff to question Aga, but the man went missing. The prince paid Aga's price. Thus insulated from the cares of defending a place no one would think to attack, Tarik whiled away the hours until a man finally approached. Tarik caught his blade one final time and went to meet the man whom Aga had been expecting. The visitor was old, though not decrepit like Aga. He was small of build, a trait that ran among Aga's kinfolk, with gray-white hair pulled back and tied at the nape of his neck. Eyes like spyglasses looked Tarik over, inspecting him, judging him, and, it would seem, approving of him. "I am here to see Aga," the visitor said in perfect Akkadian, though he had an accent that even the worldly Tarik could not place. The man's dress was no clue either, though it was unusual enough. He was dressed all in black, from the cloak he wore to his boots. He wore scale armor stylized to resemble dragon scales, an extravagance that told Tarik the armor was for show more than practicality. The black scales appeared as if they had been individually lacquered, causing the man's attire to look both expensive and exotic. "Got a name I can give him, sir?" Tarik asked, still wondering about his master's guest. The question seemed to give the man pause. "I suppose Lord Sunrise will do for now. Take that for what you will." The visitor looked more like a sunset. His face looked worn by time. It was a face that had been used up, wrinkled, speckled with an unshaven mottle of grays. "How are you and Master Aga related, if you don't mind me asking?" His expert eye had decided that Lord Sunrise, or whatever his name truly was, carried no weapon. It put Tarik a bit at ease, if he had to let a stranger into the fortress. "If Aga did not tell you, then why should I?" It may have sounded like a question, but Tarik realized he was not going to get far by arguing the point with his master's guest. "Have it your way, your lordship," Tarik relented. "Follow me." Tarik led the evasive stranger down into the mountain stronghold. It was still roughly laid out like the mine it once was, years ago. The tiny town of Ratsport, nestled between Mount Fairview and the Canthoon Bay, had once been a mining trade port. It had housed the men who mined the mountain's silver, the men who loaded it into ships, and few others. The town had been called Silverfall in those days, before the silver dried up and before Aga had reclaimed it from the ruins. Every bit of the former mine had been refurbished under Aga's rule. Rough-hewn stone was smoothed and polished, inlaid with mosaics and reliefs. The old timbers were replaced with fitted stone arches. Galleries were carved to make rooms of all sizes, from private chambers to feasting halls and libraries. Tarik pointed out these features to the taciturn Lord Sunrise, who looked about a bit but remained silent as they walked. Tarik knocked when they reached Aga's private office, but opened the door without pause so that Aga's failing voice was spared the trouble of answering. He was relieved not to have caught the old man in one of his frequent naps.
"Ah, excellent," Aga called out. "That will be all, Tarik. Thank you. Your service has been of great value."
It seemed an odd choice of words, and Aga never chose words incautiously. Tarik watched as Lord Sunrise entered the office without further comment and closed the door behind him. Tarik settled in next to the door, thinking to eavesdrop. It was a common enough pastime in his line of work, but after several long moments he had heard nothing. Frustrated, he went off to the sitting area near Aga's office to wait until Aga was done with his guest.
"This feels so strange," the visitor commented, looking Aga up and down. "Agreed. But no matter. I am glad you made it before," Aga began, but his guest cut him off. "Yes, yes, I know. You may fool the rest of them, you senile old relic, but you do not need to tell me," the visitor snapped in reply. "Suppose I do not," Aga agreed. "Seemed right to talk first, don't you think?
Are you ready or not, old friend?
Do you think this will work?
Aga asked. I have no better idea than you do, and you know it. But what choice do you have?
Of course you are right, Aga said. Before you try, I just want to say thank you for trying.
Aga took a deep, steadying breath.
Go ahead.
Tarek had been reading reports of an uprising in northern Kesh. It was old news, but Aga encouraged his agents to study events even if they were a bit dated. Understanding the world better than their competitors was the secret of their success. When the doors to Aga's office were thrust open, Tarek's attention snapped immediately back to his master, and to the mysterious visitor who emerged alone from the office. The visitor closed the doors behind him before Tarek got a chance to see inside. "Not wish to be disturbed," Lord Sunrise said, stalking off. As curious as he was to see where Lord Sunrise had gone, Tarek wanted to speak to Aga. He was on a very short list of men who could disturb Aga when he did not wish to be. When he reached the doors, he found them held fast. The door had neither bar nor lock, deep as it was within Aga's stronghold. Tarek tried again. He put his foot against the wall for leverage, but to no avail.
"Aga!" Tarek called, pressing his cheek to the door.
He cupped a hand to cover his mouth lest he raised alarm among Aga's guests.
"Are you all right in there?"
He heard no response. Tarek went to a supply room nearby and pushed aside a set of shelves. He found the catch in the wall that opened a door, navigated the unlit passage by feel, until he found the catch on the other end, a lever that moved one of Aga's bookcases. Emerging into his master's office, he found the old man slumped in his chair. Before he even checked, Tarek's instincts told him that it was no nap. He felt Aga's neck for a heartbeat, put a finger under his nose to feel for breath. Aga the Ratkeeper, age unknown, had died just moments ago, his limp body still warm to the touch. Tarek rushed to the doors. Though nothing seemed to hold them there, they refused to budge.
"He's killed him. He's escaping. I've got to stop him."
A moment's clear thinking left the first and second thoughts intact, but vetoed the third.
"Aga has no successor, and this fortress is filled with killers. I have to get out of here before anyone else realizes he's dead."
Tarek was clever, which was the main reason Aga kept him around as his personal attendant. He decided that the stuck door was a lucky break. He left by way of the secret passage, loosening the catch as he closed it, then snapping the handle free just as it locked shut.
"Let them find their own way in."
He hurried to his own room and packed as quickly as he could, taking only what he could carry. Coinage, sword belt, journals, a few clothes. All went into a pack except the sword, which he buckled about his waist. He was gone moments later, departing by a passage that only a few residents of the fortress knew of, a number one fewer since Aga's demise. He could not, even years later, figure out what prompted him to remain close by. His rocky outcropping overlooked both the path up to the fortress and the town of Ratsport below. He had made his escape cleanly by way of a footpath that would lead him out of the mountains into Trevor's Cove by next nightfall. The coin in his pack was enough to start a new life in Marker's Point, or Mongrel Kesh if he so chose. Instead, he saw the stranger emerge from the fortress entrance. Lord Sunrise stopped just outside, turned, and to Tarek's amazement, called forth the forces of hell upon Aga's followers. Flames poured from his hands like the gout of flame from a fire-eater's breath, but a hundredfold, possibly a thousandfold greater. For long moments, the inferno roared. Tarek imagined screams of burning men coming from within the tunnels, but he was too far for it to be anything but his macabre mind's guess as to what must have been happening within. When the flames stopped, the visitor stepped away from the entrance. He gestured to the mountain peak, and the earth shook, Mount Fairview cracked and crumbled, pieces toppling down her side. Tarek crouched low, hoping the ground beneath him would remain intact. The quake continued for a time, and Tarek cowered in terror as he listened to stone falling in quantities his mind could barely comprehend. When the shaking had stopped and he lifted his head to see what had transpired, all was gone. Mount Fairview was as tall as ever, but thinner at the top. The entrance to Aga's fortress and the path leading up to it were buried under rock. The town of Ratsport had been crushed into the sea under the rock slide. It reminded him of the old Garnevian tales. When great kings died, the servants were entombed with their master. Of Lord Sunrise there was no sign, but now Tarek knew his true identity. "Great blazes, Aga," Tarek said aloud. "Even death had to take on a disguise to come collect you."